Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Wheat and corn futures both lower today. Wheat down anywhere from 7 to 11 cents. July Kansas City was down 7 and a quarter at 726 and a half. It's a bit disappointing here as a lot of people are seeing these lower yields in the crop, and then the thing keeps selling off, you know, over a dollar from the highs at the 1st of May. So we still have some room to go to the downside, though. A few days ago on June 4th, the July Kansas City got as low as 706. So there's still some downside here, and we hope that it doesn't get below those prices for these guys trying to sell their wheat. And if you go back to the 1st of the year, we were down around $6 then. So quite a bit off the lows, but also quite a bit off the highs, about in the middle of the range for 2014 at this time. Bean futures were the strongest on the board today. And July beans were up about 5 cents to close, but that was about 15 off the highs from this morning. And then November new crop beans up 5 at around $12.29. They've been able to hold that $12.20 level for quite some time, which is really a pretty strong support at this point, just simply because that psychological number of $12. A little bit of confusion, though, as the huge acreage number and up to this point the good crop numbers haven't drove that market down.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop condition and progress report showed a bit of a slip in the ratings here for the corn. They slipped 1% in the good to excellent category down to 75%, but we're still better than last year. Last year, we were at 63%. And if you look at the long-term average, that's about 75% or so. So right in line with where we're normally at. And if you look at the wheat conditions, right in line with last week, 30% good to excellent. Beans, first time reporting this, but 74% good to excellent. And that's the best first number that we have on record. So a bean crop looks really good at this point. And if you go to the progress, we're kind of past the planted numbers and going more toward the progress of the crop. Winter wheat harvested, 9% done. Normally this time of year we're at 12%. Beans planted, 87%. We're 81% the average. So overall, things looking pretty good at this point. Tomorrow we've got a USDA monthly crop progress and condition report. Over the last 30 years, they hardly ever changed the actual production numbers. They've lowered a few times, but they've never raised it. So we're not looking for any real big changes in production. It's going to be more on the usage side as corn prices have gotten cheaper. They're expecting more usage.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In our closing markets today, June live cattle up 67 at 143.50. August up 12 at 143.40. August feeder cattle up 165 at 205.17. September up 192 at 205.80. June lean hogs up a dollar at 115.30. In the grain market, July Kansas City wheat down 7 3/4 at 726. September down 7 1/4 at 729.5. July Chicago wheat down 11 1/4 at 601.25. September down 11 3/4 at 613. July Chicago corn down 5 1/2 at 445.5. September down 6 1/4 at 441.25. July soybeans up 5 1/2 at 1462.5. August up 3/4 at 1395.25. And July cotton up 175 at 86.30. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.